Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Some of our listeners might be surprised that we haven't talked about this story yet, and I'm kind of glad that I waited on it, because now more... Whoa, that's got to go away. Now more details have come out. It's something you might have heard about. The cop who overdosed, supposedly, on marijuana.
You can overdose on marijuana?
Well, he thought he overdosed on marijuana.
He'd be the first person ever, wouldn't he?
Darn close.
Yeah, we've talked a number of times about how safe marijuana is. The government propaganda will make you think that it's really bad and dangerous, but in reality, it's impossible to kill yourself by overdosing on marijuana.
Right. Safe and not kill yourself might be two different things.
That said, relatively safe. In terms of comparison, how about this? In terms of comparing it to alcohol and cigarettes, marijuana is, by all factors, safer. And as far as overdosing is concerned, it's impossible to overdose by smoking marijuana. Impossible. You just can't get to that point.
You can't ingest enough of it, right?
You can pass out. Well, ingesting it can do a lot more than smoking it can. If you ingest too much marijuana, you will make yourself sick. You're not likely to die from it, though there was one story a long time ago about a smuggler, somebody that had swallowed some balloons full of hash in order to get on an airplane. I guess the idea is you swallow the balloons full of hash and then you go
get
number
out,
two
somehow,
and you get them out later. It doesn't sound too...
It's not the way I want my hash.
Right. Doesn't sound too safe, but that's how they do it. Or I guess that's how this person tried to do it. Apparently one of the balloons, however, managed to tear itself open on the inside of the person's stomach and spill out this hash, which is essentially concentrated marijuana, spill out this hash into their bowels, which that's a pretty high concentration of marijuana on the inside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, that person did die. But that's the only story we've ever seen in the history of doing this show of somebody really having harm brought to them from this drug. Which is why I was surprised when the story about the cop came out. A cop in Dearborn, Michigan, Edward Sanchez, called 911 and said that he and his wife were dying from a marijuana brownie overdose. Now, we're not going to play the audio on the air. It runs for quite a length. I think about 5 minutes he was on the phone with the 911 dispatcher. But he was pretty upset about his state of being at that time. And I can imagine that he was probably really messed up, because if you eat too much pot, you will get sick. There's no doubt about that. Of course, most people don't eat marijuana, and most people that eat marijuana do the necessary research in advance to learn what the proper way to eat marijuana is. And in the case of this particular cop, they actually, I guess we'll get to the details here, but he used a lot of marijuana in his brownies.
Okay.
Mixed messages abound, according to the Salem News, about the 28-year-old Dearborn police officer named Edward Sanchez, who called 911 and said he and his wife were dying from a marijuana brownie overdose. It turns out the weed was stolen from criminal suspects, and that this is when, and that is when this sadly comical story just starts to get traction. It all began just over a year ago on April 21st, 2006, when Edward Sanchez placed a phone call to 911 from his home. During the 5-minute tape of that call obtained by the Free Press, Sanchez tells an emergency dispatcher that he's convinced that he and his wife are overdosing on marijuana. The 911 call has been all over television and the internet in the past week. And, of course, there are the necessary links here, which we'll post this article for you at our bulletin board system later for you to review. He says, "I think we're dying. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do."
Good Lord.
Yeah,
he was stoned.
Really overreacting. The call is not overly graphic in nature, but it's fairly incredible that an officer of the law would risk his career in such a way. Private information like the officer's address has been bleeped out. not in the version I heard, by the way. Some regard the ultimate lack of prosecution or seeming accountability in the case as a sad testimony to the life with the privilege of a few in blue. That's right. This cop, who stole the drugs from a suspect, then proceeded to imbibe them and admit to it, is not facing any charges.
Of course not.
God. Nor is his wife, who is not a cop. Others would call it a story about a bad apple, which most organizations have at least one of, and the fact that he's a police officer is the only thing that makes it sensational and publicized. It does amount to the same treatment that a celebrity receives for simple offenses like drunk driving. Either way, the word on this one is out, and most people seem to believe that police officers should be held to a higher standard. And I would agree.
At least to the same standard.
For many, the 911 call is nothing less than a blatant testimony about the lack of education that exists between marijuana use and its relationship to a person's health. Marijuana is something that countless millions of Americans use with some degree of regularity. But laws stemming back to the 1930s that are still in effect on a federal level have made marijuana a silent subject that most users don't dare to ask questions about. The thing is, you expect the story to go like this. The officer was relieved of his position and charged with stealing criminal evidence and disorderly conduct. He was also facing charges of possession of marijuana. But instead, the AP is reporting that Sanchez managed to avoid criminal prosecution, even though he admitted to taking the pot from a suspect and, with his wife, baking it into brownies. He told the dispatcher over the telephone that they used a quarter ounce of marijuana when they made the brownies and added that they ate them all.
Wow, usually you eat one.
Yeah, one's enough. If you're gonna use a quarter ounce of pot, especially good pot, you can put a quarter ounce of regs into a batch of brownies. Regs being the lowest grade brick weed, basically. You put a quarter ounce of regs in a batch of brownies, and you'll have potent brownies. And the reason for that is because when you eat marijuana, when you consume it through your digestive tract, and when you cook it into the brownies or cookies or whatever, you're utilizing 100% of the THC in the plant.
Right.
And THC being the active chemical that gets you high.
No waste.
In the marijuana. So, yeah, when you apply a flame to the marijuana, when people smoke marijuana, I've read estimates that say they get 7% of the 7 to 17% of the THC that way.
That's a whole different story, isn't it?
So, I mean, it's so much more potent when you eat marijuana. And a lot of people don't really understand it. And they really should go do their research at websites like Arrowid.org, that's Arrowid.org, and try to understand the drugs before you put them in your body. I mean, the fact is, eating a whole batch of marijuana brownies is way overboard.
And stupid.
Yeah, definitely stupid.
Well, you know, so they're certainly ignorant. That's the right terminology.
Right, and it's clear that they didn't know. We don't know what kind of pot they put in there, but presumably it was decent, and so way too much. His wife, 26-year-old Stacy Sanchez, voluntarily told police investigators that on another occasion, she removed cocaine from her husband's police cruiser that was part of the department's drug dog training program. She then went on a reported 3-week coke binge. Stacy Sanchez has also not been criminally charged. The Dearborn Police Department's choice to not pursue the case against Corporal Edward Sanchez led to an outcry from several notable people in the state, including one of the city council members. He told a reporter that he'll investigate, citing the conflict between a police officer who arrests people for drug offenses and confiscating it to keep for yourself. Well, it's nice that the city councilman's going to investigate, but, you know, what's that going to do? Can he bring charges?
Well, it's clear that the police department should have arrested this guy.
Yes, but it's also clear that this is another typical occurrence in the world of policing. One cop gets in trouble, and the thin blue line closes its ranks in order to protect him. In this case, a cop that is admitted to stealing drugs from suspects. Wayne State University criminal law professor described Sanchez's behavior as problematic and applied the same assessment of the police department's decision to not charge him. He said it's not as unusual as it should be for the police to look the other way when an officer commits an infraction, but this is a lot worse than the average police officer speeding a little bit. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about this? Do you feel there's a double standard when it comes to the cops? It seems clear to me. Seems clear that they live by a completely different set of rules than the rest of us do. And I don't think it should be that way. Do you? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Coming up, we've got the remaining, I think the remaining eight of the top ten, or the top ten myths about divorce. That and pretty pills, all on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show waiting for you there, as well as a dial-up version, both completely free for you at freetalklive.com. and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festivals, better known as Porkfest, and it's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Talking about an awfully dumb police officer and his dumb wife, that the cop apparently has made a habit out of doing this, presumably, because he did it this time and happened to get caught because he's so stupid. But anyway, he managed to successfully confiscate some drugs from a suspect, which isn't hard to do. It's not hard to find people with drugs if you're a cop.
I would assume that's what they're doing as a job.
Yeah. But normally you're supposed to fill out paperwork and turn in the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
This guy didn't. He just took it, brought it home, gave some to his wife, and then he and his wife decided to make some pot brownies.
Kind of like the Adam and Eve story.
They put an entire quarter ounce of marijuana into a batch of brownies, which normally isn't such a bad idea. That's okay. When you eat one brownie, that's an okay idea. But they ate the entire batch of brownies and then proceeded to get very sick, because that's what's going to happen. I've had marijuana cookies before, which are similar to brownies. You make a batch of 12 cookies or something like that. All you need is one cookie. If you eat more than one cookie, you'll get sick, and I've experienced that. Not to the point that this guy did. This guy was so sick, he was hallucinating. He thought he was going to die. And
he was dead, apparently.
He thought he was dying, and he called 911 as a result.
I wonder if he ate one brownie and expected it to kick in as fast as smoking marijuana.
That's what I
and
think.
Then just kept eating them.
Yep, that's
what
how
many of these brownies you gotta eat?
That's where I was going to go with this, because people that are inexperienced with this, or people that haven't done any research, as this guy and his wife, who, by the way, is a cocaine addict.
Well, a cocaine addict would suggest that she was always doing coke. She went on
a three-week binge. You're a coke addict.
She was just trying to lose a little weight. Diet.
Obviously,
Dexatrim. She got it for free, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, these people don't know what they're doing, and they didn't do any research at great websites like Arrowhead.org. And I think there's actually a whole website out there devoted to how to cook marijuana.
It's, you Google cooking marijuana or marijuana brownies, and a whole list of websites will come up. It's not hard.
Right. And so they obviously didn't know what they were doing, because if you even look a little bit into it, you'll realize that you'll come to understand that when you eat marijuana, it takes longer for the effects to kick in, because
it makes perfectly good sense.
Right. Logically, the food has to sit in your belly and get eaten up by the acids in there, and then processed through your system, and by that time it's finally getting into your bloodstream, and that's when you'll finally start to feel the effects. So, no, you can't just shove a cookie in your mouth and expect to get high within 5 minutes. It may take you as little as an hour, as much as 3 or 4, to actually start experiencing the
effects. Boy, you've got to have some time to devote to this nonsense.
You really do. It's more of something that you really have to sort of plan out. You know, wake up in the morning and eat a cookie or something like that. Or, you know, you have to be able to time these things. And so I'm betting I think you're right, Julia. I think that they ate a cookie, gave it 5 or 10 minutes, and then ate a brownie, and then ate another brownie, and gave it another 5 or 10 minutes. And by the time that the first one finally started kicking in, they were way, way beyond the point of no return.
And a few hours later, they thought they were dying.
I've never hallucinated from marijuana, so that's a lot of marijuana.
And how long does it last?
It lasts longer than smoking it. Mm-hmm. You'll come up. It's a slower come up as well. It may take you 45 minutes to actually fully get into, maybe even more than that. It's been a while since I've done it. But it takes you a good amount of time. You start feeling the effects, and you can slowly feel them come on. And I can only imagine that these guys started really getting sick after a while. But I would say it can last 4 to 6 hours, the actual high, once it actually kicks in.
You know, that seems very scary to me, the whole idea of being, you know, that long, no control.
If you have one brownie, then it's no big deal. Then you just get really high. Mm. But if you eat the whole batch, you're going to get sick. Anyway, he's not facing any charges. Let's see, he did...
I think that's the worst part about this, is that, his wife has admitted to taking drugs out of his car. They've taken on more than one occasion drugs, you know, that were evidence,
mm-hmm.
and used them themselves, which says to me that they were doing it often enough. And no charges.
Yep, and it's fair to say, according to the article over at Salem News, it's fair to say that many people who face similar circumstances in this country see a substantially different outcome, including arrest, court, prosecution, fines, jail, and maybe even prison time. There's always probation and private corporations offering counseling that a person's mandated to attend and pay for. But Mr. Sanchez didn't get any of that. He's completely off the hook. So, isn't that nice? It's good to be a police officer in America. Not only can you get away with murder, like we've talked about recently with the death squad in Delaware, the police death squad, but you can also get away with taking all the drugs you want to, and hey, no problem.
I would say the majority of them don't do that.
The majority of them don't take drugs?
Right.
I don't know.
They might not take them and eat
alcohol.
Them, but I'll take them, but they take them and sell them.
What I mean take them is, you think the majority of cops steal from the evidence locker the drugs that they confiscate?
I didn't say the majority of them did, I just said I don't know.
There's no way to tell, of course, but I mean, you got to wonder what they do with all those drugs.
We see an awful lot of stories. Anyway, Sanchez, a few more details. He resigned from the police department, declined to comment to the Detroit Free Press, and his police commander also failed to comment. Why should they talk about it? Well, I mean, if they talk about this, they're just going to make themselves look bad.
Right. They feel no obligation to the public to talk about it.
Right. What would a cop say to the question of, why didn't you charge this guy? What would they say to it?
Yeah, we didn't feel like it.
Right.
We're your betters anyway.
We're still investigating.
Yeah. That's
why are you asking this question, citizen?
Sanchez offered two versions of how they came into contact with the marijuana. At one point, he said that his wife took the marijuana out of his police vehicle while he was sleeping. In a subsequent interview, he admitted that he got the marijuana out of the car himself and put it into the brownie mix. So there you go. Scumbag. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Tord in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tord.
The Gourd Captain.
I'm sorry?
That's a name, the Gourd Captain.
The Gourd Captain. What's on your mind?
Well, pot and cocaine are all well and good, but there's a much dreader addiction facing Americans.
What's that?
Red tomato addiction.
Red tomatoes. Well,
how's that
sound on that, would you?
Yeah.
92.4% of juvenile delinquents have eaten tomatoes. 87.1% of the adult criminals in penitentiaries throughout the United States have eaten tomatoes.
We need a crackdown, don't we?
Informers were widely informed that of all known American communists, 92.3% have eaten tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
84% of all people killed in automobile accidents during the year 1984 had eaten tomatoes.
Those I want a crackdown. I want enforcement.
I think your numbers might be a little low.
We need jail for this. You know what? I think he's making a great point.
Yes.
And this is the same point, and thank you for the call.
He's making
the same point that the government tries to make when they say, well, 98% of all people in jail have smoked marijuana. As though that means that it's because you smoke marijuana, it's more likely that you'll go to jail. That's
right.
Not true. That doesn't follow. It's logically inconsistent. And so it's the same thing here. Well, 97% of people who've ridden motorcycles started by driving cars. Or 97% of people that are in jail ate tomatoes in this case. So, just absurd. Great call. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including archives and entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go get them. They're free. freetalklive.com.
Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets.
There you go. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. Let's go to Kevin in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I'm just here at a Ron Paul activist thing in front of the Georgia Republican convention.
Mm-hmm.
And we had about 10 people out here. And we were right in front of the building where they were letting everyone walk through, and then they kicked us out of there and said, here's a little designated area for you guys to go stand and, mm-hmm. and hold your signs. So,
are you guys the only one there with signs, or the only ones, or there are Giuliani supporters and other supporters there?
The only other person there was holding a the bill that's currently going through about immigration.
I see.
That was the only other person there that was saying, you know, no to that. So,
well, the activists are really getting out there. They're really really doing things. That's good news.
Yeah, it was my first time, so I'm trying to get prepared for my move to New Hampshire. So this is a big deal for me. So
did you organize this, or how did it get put together?
There's actually some groups on Yahoo for Ron Paul, and you mm-hmm. can actually find a state specific one.
Right.
And then I also there's a meetup where they organize meetings like this, and that's mm-hmm. where I found out all this information. So
great. Oh, great. Or get your feet wet. Did you make your own sign, or did they provide those for you?
They actually had provided some, and we had some pamphlets that we ran out of, so I'm going to try to go get some more of those printed. But it's good, but, you know, like you said, a good way to get my feet wet. And actually, if anyone else in Georgia is listening, we're coming out again tomorrow at 9 a.m., so it's at the Gwinnett Civic Center.
Great. Hey, keep up the good work, Kevin. We appreciate it. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that was it. Just letting you know.
Thanks for your call. 800-259-9231. It's great. It's a good idea if you're organizing any sort of sign-holding event to really always bring extras, because there are going to be people that, you know, they just didn't have time to make their own sign, and all they really have time for is to just come by and stand with you for a little while. You want to have, you know, a bunch of extra signs there so you can hand those out to people that just, you know, just happen to show up, or people that show that didn't have the time to make signs, that sort of thing. So
10 people is a really good turnout, especially for somewhere other than New Hampshire.
Right. So congratulations to him. Let's go to Eric in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric. Eric?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I heard you guys just talking about Ron Paul. I didn't hear the beginning of it, but have you talked about the petition to ban Ron Paul from other debates?
Now, it's my understanding
Michigan?
That, yeah, the Michigan,
Republican,
RNC,
yeah
RNC
national
guy,
or whatever.
Had suggested that there would that they would do such a thing, and that he has since retracted and supposedly apologized.
Well, they had to take their contact information off their website because so many people
were
calling them.
Pounding them.
Okay, well, that's great then.
Yes.
Now, that's the Michigan guy. Now, I've also heard, and I think that it might be just a, I haven't seen any news sources or anything, but I think that it might just be a sort of a washover from the Michigan thing, that people sort of got confused about the facts that the national RNC is proposing to ban him from debates. But
really?
I just heard it, and I don't think that it's true. But he's, you know, I'm on all these Ron Paul sites, and I get their little updates. And, you know, anybody could have written that as a blog post, and that doesn't make it true, just because somebody said it. But he's supposed to be in the New Hampshire debate in early June, and I don't, you know, it'd be very strange.
Seems unlikely
that
they would retract the invitation.
The guy that won, you know, the last two debates to kick him out, that sounds very suspicious.
There you go. Do you have any other thoughts?
Well, just about Ron Paul. So, on my forum, which I go to, it's a gaming forum, and this just shows how the tentacles of Ron Paul have influenced across the internet. On the off-topic section, there's already a thing about Ron Paul, and there's just supporters coming from everywhere, so he's kind of spreading a bit like wildfire, I guess.
That's excellent.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Eric. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's really, he's quite a phenomenon, isn't he, that Ron Paul?
I'm amazed. I can't believe it. Did you see the CNN article by Roland S. Martin?
No, what's that?
I actually have it. Do you want me to read it? It's very good.
Well, actually, hold off, because we've got a couple other callers. But, you know, Julia, you were telling me the other night that you don't really understand why people are so excited about Ron Paul, right?
That's not exactly it. I understand why people are excited about Ron Paul. I certainly don't really like all of the... it seems like a lot of people paint Ron Paul with this, like, perfect politician.
Well, he's not Jesus.
Yeah, and he's a politician, and I don't like any politicians. To me, with the candidates that I've seen, he seems to be the best, so that's who I'd vote for, because voting for a libertarian candidate is just a waste.
I'll take any candidate that proposes to return me my freedoms.
It's never a waste to vote for someone that agrees with your principles.
But I just don't see... I don't feel like the future is bright for Ron Paul. I hope I'm wrong.
I certainly wasn't as optimistic as I was, as I have been after the debates. I see the online polls. Look, it's there in black and white. He won, or at least came very close to winning. He performed extraordinarily well in the last two debates, and
he's moving up. You told me off the air, I think, last night about a real poll.
Right.
Was it Gallup or something? Reuters?
I think it was. Maybe it was Gallup.
Whatever. Anyway, they did a real poll, but it was only of Republican primary voters.
Right, in New Hampshire.
Oh, in New Hampshire, okay. They only did a poll of Republican primary voters, and Ron Paul had moved up from like 3% to 5%. Was it?
No, it was
1% to
3%. 1% to 3% in the last three polls. So
now, that on its own is decent. I mean,
that's just Republican primary voters, and in New Hampshire, it doesn't matter whether you're registered Republican, registered Democrat, or registered, not declared.
Undeclared, yeah.
You know, so big deal. Anybody could vote in the Republican primary.
That's true, but I'm surprised that, I guess I haven't really been watching the pundits or anything, but what you're going to see is you're going to see the pundits take those numbers, and they're going to just crow them from the rooftops and say, see, we told you it was the internet activists. Ron Paul's got 3% in the polls. He's nothing. He's nobody. This isn't worth even talking about. We just wanted to let you know Ron Paul is a nobody. That's going to be their position. But the fact is, it's my suggestion that Ron Paul's base of support does not exist among the Republican primary voters.
Right. I would think that the people that would be most excited about Ron Paul would be people that are very disenchanted with the Republican Party. I am. I know that I wouldn't go to a Republican primary normally and vote. I just wouldn't care enough.
Exactly. So there's a large amount of Americans out there, the silent majority, as I call them, that are getting wind of Ron Paul, and they're the ones that are voting the internet polls, and their names aren't going to show up on the call list for these polls of registered, you know, Republican primary voters.
Right.
You've got to really be a Republican Party-ite to vote in Republican in primaries, for the most part. You've really got to be a fixture in the party.
But here in New Hampshire, we have an extraordinary activist network of people that would call themselves libertarians or liberty-minded or patriots or something like that. And those people may not be registered as Republicans. They may not be, they may not vote in Republican primaries, but they can walk in that day, the day of the primary, say, I'm a Republican. And they can get a Republican ballot, they can go in there and vote for Ron Paul. I don't think that these polls matter one whit. What matters is what happens in New Hampshire, and Ron Paul will be in until New Hampshire, I'm sure of that. And
Hope
he will
so.
Continue to be in the debates, and he will continue to mop the floor with these big government conservatives out there, these pro-war hawks that just make the Republican Party look awful.
As Julia says, he may be a politician, but he is a politician that I agree with on like 90% of the issues.
That's the thing.
Which is unprecedented amongst politicians.
We're going to have a president no matter what. He might as well be the best choice. So, I mean, obviously I'm going to vote for Ron Paul.
So far, unless a better choice comes
out. Right, exactly.
You know, we'll see. Or unless Ron Paul is defeated, which is also a possibility. Only time will tell. But for right now, I think he's doing a really impressive job. I think he's doing a fine job of communicating liberty to a lot of people who have never heard of it before. And that on its own is immensely valuable to me. 800-259-9231. Francisco's on the way. Your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of virtually anything that you purchase, including used items. They'll give us a percentage on that, too. Just go in through amazon.freetalklive.com, shop in their 41 categories of products, add whatever you need to your shopping cart, check out. You'll have it delivered to your door in a matter of days, and in many cases, free Super Saver shipping. You get great prices, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. You really can't beat it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Francisco in New Jersey. Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, if you guys remember, a couple months back, I called and I told you about a group in my school, Rebel, which is reaching everyone by Susan Rice, who, you know, are trying to fight, you know, smokers and such.
Okay, wait, what are they? Okay, this is a school club that's trying to fight smokers?
Yes, like they, you know, try to persuade people to stop smoking and such.
So they're rebelling against the smoking
stuff?
Advertising, yes. Or something?
Yes, I guess. And I called and I told you guys that they were trying to get a law passed, you know, here in Atlantic City for the casinos so they couldn't smoke in the floor and everything.
Wait, Rebel, a high school group, is getting laws passed for against
casinos? They're helping promote the law.
I see.
But anyway, and you guys, maybe a couple of weeks back, had a guy call in who told you that he sold, I believe it was either cigarettes or alcohol, to an underage girl who was working with the state.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was alcohol. He was working at a liquor store, convenience store, or something like
well,
that.
Well, this group, Rebel, was trying to get people to sign up for this.
To be the little kids,
yes,
that go in there and masquerade as though they're older than they actually are?
Yes.
Okay.
And try to buy it. And one of their best selling points was, it looks great on college applications.
Really?
Yes.
The fact that you're a little snitch rat?
I
mean,
that's
pretty much a snitch job, isn't it?
I guess so. And, you know, I went up to the Rebel president and I spoke to her. And she was all for it, you know, like, yeah, sure, have them go in there. You know, we don't want them selling to kids.
Right, got to catch those lawbreakers.
Yeah.
Because kids sure won't get their cigarettes through other means.
Yeah, I don't know. It just really bothered me today, you know.
You know, I don't think that even if I'm sure there are stores out there that do it on purpose, that sell to minors cigarettes on purpose. I remember I used to get alcohol.
Because they don't care.
Right, because for whatever reason, they don't care. I used to get alcohol when I was a minor by going to this one particular store, and then they, I guess they had some trouble, and they decided not to do that anymore, and so they stopped, whatever. And I certainly bought cigarettes as a minor. It wasn't such a big deal back then. You know, they didn't always ID you. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. If they ID'd you, you left.
Yep. Yeah, you know,
I was just saying that I don't think it's this, you know, I don't think you're going to stop them. They're going to figure out other ways to get their cigarettes.
When I was 12 years old, I smoked cigarettes for 3 months or something like that for no reason whatsoever. But I used to steal the cigarettes. I didn't buy them.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is just going to encourage kids to
steal. I can't
say
I've never stolen a pack of cigarettes.
You little thugs.
Young.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Francisco, any other thoughts?
Austin, one of your amplifiers called in about the Liberty Card.
Yeah.
I just got mine delivered today.
We got ours today, too.
They're nice.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they are very good.
It's libertycard.org if you want to grab some for yourself. And if you are a Free Talk Live listener, you get free shipping, which apparently the shipping on these things is fairly expensive. It's like $7 to ship 300 cards to us. So
yeah.
That free shipping deal is a pretty good deal. Head over to libertycard.org. So you're bringing those to school, I take it, huh?
I am, definitely.
Yeah, let us know how that works out. Because I actually had a young gentleman down in Sarasota who I used to know, who brought some world's smallest political quizzes into his high school, and he was brought to the principal's office for it.
Right. Well, at least these have the world's smallest political quiz on the back.
That's correct.
So,
let us know if you get into any hot water over distributing political propaganda on campus. Thanks for the call, Francisco. 800-259-9231. I think it's a good point, Julia, that if you restrict sales of cigarettes, kids are going to do whatever it takes to get their hands on them. They're either going to steal them right off the shelf from the store.
Or from their parents.
Or from their parents, or buy them from Big Brother or Big Sister
right.
or whatever.
There doesn't seem to be any shortage of ways to get cigarettes.
No, certainly not.
So just increasing the laws and the regulations on that, all it does is just give the police more power and allows them to arrest store clerks who, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just selling products.
High school students aren't even old enough to go or to gamble. They probably don't spend a lot of time at casinos. Why do they care if people smoke in casinos?
Because smoking's bad. It's evil.
Amazing. Let's go to Puke in New Hampshire on the amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening. When you guys were talking about that cop story, it made me think of a commercial from the Grand Theft Auto game series.
You're talking about the cop who, for those just tuning in, the cop who stole some marijuana from one of his, I guess, people that he busted, and then just took it for himself. What about it?
Yeah, and so whenever I hear stories about this, I always think of this commercial that I heard, and I'm going to read a little transcript of it for you.
Okay.
And I just think it's hilarious. You know, just think of this as a commercial. Hey, is there a job where I can shoot someone or sexually molest them and then not get in trouble? There sure is. Listen, I'm power hungry, paunchy, and balding. How can I be a hero? By shooting people for the state. Become one of Liberty City's finest, and you'll be a hero today. All it takes is 2 weeks training and a non-refundable deposit for your uniform and bullets, and you're ready to enforce the law. Finally, get the respect you deserve as a member of the Liberty City Police Department. Always be right, meet new members of your community, and beat them senseless for getting on your nerves. Or because you're drunk, become the law. I'm on a power trip that lasts a lifetime. At long last, you're a man. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Become one of Liberty City's finest. Enroll today.
Wow.
That's great.
Awesome.
I love those games.
Yeah,
that commercial always sticks in my mind.
I had enjoyed those games, but now they're that ranks them in one of my favorites.
Really, really funny.
Yeah.
You know, just as a point of, go ahead. A point of clarification, I don't believe that Liberty City, in fact, has its own police department, that it's Miami-Dade that patrols.
Well, Liberty City is a...
It's New York City, isn't it?
Fake.
Yeah, in the game, New York City.
No, but in the game, like, they have cities that are like real cities, but they call them something else, but they really look like Liberty City is really New York City, and it looks exactly like New York City, but they just give it another name.
I see. I haven't played the game.
Right.
Obviously, I'm an old codger, but there is, in fact, a Liberty City in Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. Well,
there you go.
So I just wanted to share that with anybody who wanted a little chuckle.
That was certainly amusing, Puke. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. It sounds like they got it down with that copy for that commercial, because really, I think Puke was actually pointing it out in the chat, the Amplifier Only chat room here a little while ago, that when people who are thuggish hear that they can get away with crimes as a police officer, because the stuff makes the news, cops murder somebody and don't get charged. They, in fact, in many
not
cases,
not every time, but
there are plenty of there are
happened.
Enough instances that we've reported on this show. In many cases, they'll get a medal after they've murdered somebody. So not only can you get away with murder, but you can also take drugs and things like that. So this story about this cop taking the drugs from suspects is just going to tweak those people out there that want that sort of a lifestyle. They're going to say, hey, you know what? I like drugs, and I could have a uniform and take all the drugs I want to take, and maybe even sexually molest people and that sort of thing. I mean, they can really get away with a lot of crimes that most people would never be able to get away with because they're in uniform, and they get all the cops to back them up almost every single time. 800-259-9231. Coming up still tonight, we've got the story about the top 10 myths surrounding divorce. And I think we should probably jump into those because we did promise that we'd get to them. So, Mark, let's just recap numbers 10 and 9. I guess we did the first two last night. Let's do a quick recap on those. And
right. We were just, you know, going through the top 10 myths and divorce on this this website. It's marriage.reuters.edu. Excuse me, Rutgers. One, because people learn from their bad experiences, second marriages tend to be more successful than first marriages. Not true. Living together before marriage is a good way to reduce the chances of eventually divorcing. Also, not true.
In fact, we were looking at, I was looking at a Wikipedia page about divorce last night, and according to the Wikipedia page, which it didn't cite its source, so it's questionable,
mm-hmm.
but according to them, they're claiming that the claim that you constantly hear and that we made last night about 50% of marriages end in divorce, they claim that's not true. They claim that those numbers peaked at about 41% back in the 1980s, and nowadays are in the 30 percentile.
Wow, I find it hard to imagine that's true, but okay.
But that's just what it's just what Wikipedia claims. I mean, there's no source cited for that. But nonetheless, we got about 8 more myths to go. We'll get to those coming up here. Also, pretty pills, what's that all about? 1-800-259-9231, and your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, FEMA has once again disarmed the populace. We'll explain. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Summer.